T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us is Dr. Kevin Wong, who has been a longtime friend of KDK Radio 1020, and we appreciate his expertise, a family physician who's been part of the state board. And very big news yesterday, Doctor, that you shared with me that I think most Americans maybe went by us in the president's daily update. If you want to share what this means for physicians and, most importantly, for your patients.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you. Yes, yesterday, like anything else, everything is changing every day. And for a while, CMS or Medicare and Medicaid has allowed telemedicine to be used, which means, as you said, virtual through Zoom or FaceTime or things like that, to make a visit and get reimbursed for it. To this point in time, telephonic or plain telephone without video has never been approved, and there's been reasons because of people trying to do it across state lines or fraudulent because you don't know who you're talking to. But they made the quick change in their policy, which has been pushed by everybody, that they need to accept telephonic the same as telemedicine to do a visit. And it is very important because our elderly are the hardest ones to use this technology, and even attempted to do it, it just doesn't go well sometimes. So telephonic has been the only way we can care for our patients, and we've been doing it even though you can't get reimbursed for it because we don't want them in our office. I mean, I can only do so many house calls in a day, which I've been doing more of than ever before, but at the same time, even me going to their house is a risk if I don't need to do it, but we need to keep in touch with them medically and make sure they're doing what they need to do. So they, as of yesterday, allow telephonic to be equal as telemedicine for a visit under Medicare. And hopefully all the other insurances will follow suit very quickly for this, our most at-risk population.
And doctor, a lot of the folks that you're describing there have limited mobility, so teleconferencing or telephonic medical visits would benefit them greatly. The question would be, how secure is that system?
Well, they are not as secure as they could be. Telephone, of course, is fairly secure. But realistically, when you're talking back and forth, there's not a lot of very private information that I think anybody's really interested in. But you have to use common sense. And that's part of the other thing they already backed off of recently was the HIPAA rules and regulations are being laxened. I'm not saying gone, but laxened enough to be common sense. So these technologies are fairly secure, but obviously not perfect if you're on a public Wi-Fi. But that's where common sense has to come through, at least for this short period of time. I mean, we've had so many rapid changes every day or every hour, as you know, we've talked about and you've talked about.
We're with Dr. Kevin Wong. So, doctor, the fact is most family physicians are familiar with a great many of their patients. So there is a comfort level in many cases, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I said, you know exactly when you talk to them and they talk to you on the phone, who it is. So it's not like you're calling across state lines or insurance companies. People are talking like, you know, they have to verify who they are. You know who you're talking to.
And how would a doctor be paid for the time? Is it just like sort of when you call a law firm and you're on the phone for 20 minutes, it costs $20 or something like that? And who pays for it?
Well, this is where also the insurance companies have been very cooperative because a lot of them have actually said during this time period to make it easier, they're actually dropping their office copays or deductibles because each insurance company is doing it differently. But, I mean, they would be charged as a regular office visit. At least that's what we're told. And, again, the devil's in the details and in writing, but at least it opens up the possibilities to make it easier to take care of our elderly patients.
And you're saying this is groundbreaking. So when will this actually begin? Because I would imagine a lot of physicians and people listening right now would love to have this opportunity. And why wait?
Well, televideo was approved of Fisher's last week in writing. How quickly the telephonic is in writing, I'm not sure, but I mean, I hope immediately. I mean, that's what she said last night, so you have to take her at her word.
Yeah, that's an absolutely groundbreaking thing for a lot of people. It's going to open up so many opportunities for well, on the good side, so many opportunities for people to visit the doctor in a very trying time, but it could also open up fraud as well. Are you concerned about that? Maybe some of your peers overbilling the insurance providers?
I don't think so, because they will still review them. You'll still have to document. We will still have a lot of documentation we have to do. And I hate to say, maybe no worse than people when they're in face-to-face in the office when you're on the computer instead of looking at the patient. But, you know, that's the important part is this, that it should only be allowed for people who are already known to each other personally. Because I don't want to see this extended to all these, you know, these other third parties that don't know the patient, because that's where the fraud happens. That's why they want televideo before was part or mainly due to fraud. So you're identifying a patient, you're looking at, they're identifying the provider they're looking at. This, I know their voice, they know my voice, they know my staff, because they've talked to the receptionist first, you know, to get the information, make sure it's up to date. They've talked to my nurse to get all the information, make sure the medications are up to date, see what the reason for the visit is, see if there's any lab work or hospital records we have to pull together before I actually get on the phone and talk to them, just as though they're in the visit, except we're not face-to-face. We are, you know, across the space electronically.
Well, under the current health crisis, this is an important maneuver, and I think a lot of people will feel better about being able to do that. Dr. Kevin Wong, we appreciate your expertise and time this morning, as always. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen, for keeping this up there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.